Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Conjunction with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we always appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today on the C2P platform. And we have a fantastic guest. I was lucky enough to watch this young man play every Saturday during the 2020 season. He arrived from Maryland, spent his final season of collegiate football with the Pitt Panthers. I thought he really did good. And before we go live with him, I'm gonna share some of the notes, and then he can agree with me on what I touched the base on, maybe some things I missed. But nonetheless, it's DJ Turner, their standout receiver, punt returner, kick man, if you will. He also earned some first-team ACC honors only in one season with the Pitt Panthers. But these are my notes on you, DJ. Compact, yeah. Muscled-up body, tough and willing blocker, like his overall game, quick twitch gear, shows nice quickness on kick returns, and smart in open space. I just think not only are you good in space, but you just seem to know where to go with the ball. So is that a fair enough assessment of what you bring to the table?
Yeah, that's pretty fair, man. I would definitely agree with about every point on that little assessment.
Fair enough. Now, you know, fortunate enough, you're down at the College Gridiron Showcase. You know, these times with nothing guaranteed in terms of no, there's no combine, pro days will still be, you know, something we hope for. But what was that like just being able to go down there, get yourself acclimated to NFL scouts and allowing them to know who you are as a man?
It was a great opportunity. Like you said, there's so much uncertainty and everything that's going on right now. You kind of got to just make the most of every opportunity you get in front of scouts and team personnel and things like that. So just being down there was a great experience, getting to sit down and talk to a few teams, kind of let them get to know me a little bit better on a personal side, and then getting that one day on the field to kind of show how well I can move and things like that. It was definitely something that I try to take in and make the most of, and I appreciate those guys for inviting me.
Excellent. And, you know, we always want to be on the positive side. What were the positive things you heard from scouts? What are the things that they really liked about you?
My versatility of being able to kind of fit in wherever a team needs me, whether that's at in a slot, on the outside, maybe in the backfield, and then also what I bring in the return game as well. They just feel like the more I can do, the better I can kind of help myself and help whatever program I do end up at. And then that's pretty much the biggest thing. Another thing, like you mentioned, my explosiveness as well, and my football IQ also kind of helps me be a better player and will help a team out as much as I can.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you play your career at Maryland, you get that extra year, so you go to the Pitt Panthers. What was it like just getting acclimated to, you know, one season, especially under COVID conditions? I mean, you had a fantastic year for the Panthers. You're basically second in every receiving category. I mean, you led the team in, right, you know, kick, punt returns. I mean, you were a critical factor to that team. What was it like stepping in and becoming a focal point?
It was kind of challenging at first just because of my timing with getting there kind of late. But once I got acclimated and then all those guys kind of took me in with open arms, it was a kind of a smooth transition. And then just rolling with it, trying to do whatever I can to help the team and soak in as much energy and information as I could from my teammates and coaches. And I feel like everything kind of worked out for us all over at Pitt.
Definitely, you're a fantastic season. And I'm curious, man. So you're an athletic kid. I mean, we know you got a spark. You got that quickness. You're very successful with the ball in your hand. I mean, growing up, DJ Turner's running around in the backyards of Maryland. I mean, who was your favorite player? Who's that guy that you kind of emulated when you had the ball in your hand?
I mean, just being from the DMV, everybody knew like all the big time players, like Yeah, Tavon Austin in Baltimore. I remember watching him growing up, like going to the Crab Bowl games and stuff like that. And then also you got Joe Hayden, who went to Friendly High School. He played some offense back in the day. Like, he was electric. And then Stephon Diggs as well. Like, we actually got to see him a little bit more just because we played in the same conference, and he was a senior when I was a freshman. And just trying to add a little bit of all those guys' game to mine. And, like, being where I'm from, football is a really big thing. So just kind of developed a real passionate love for the game, and then it kind of just carried over to what I do good now. So that's pretty much how that all kind of took place back in the day in Maryland and things like that. So
and then so you're doing your thing in Maryland. You know, I'm just going over your bio. So high school, you played some, you know, receiver and DB. I mean, you know, how many schools were looking at you coming out of high school, and how many specifically wanted you for one position or possibly the other?
So every actual scholarship that I received was as an athlete. There were maybe like two or three schools, some Big Ten schools that wanted me to play safety or corner, but most of the schools that offered me scholarships offered me to be an athlete, and then we would just kind of figure out what's the best fit for me moving forward. But it was definitely like when I committed to Maryland, I remember the coach at the time, Randy Essel, probably like later in that year, he kind of figured that I'd be a little bit better just being as an explosive player on offense, because he seen the things I could do with the ball in my hand. And but I would, like I said, I was up for whatever position I feel like would make me more successful or would help our team, whichever school I landed at the most. So.
Cool, man. Once again, DJ Turner, the standout Pitt Maryland Terrapin, here on the C2B in conjunction with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated. If you missed any of these shows in their entirety, you can always download and listen to them at Apple Music and Blog Talk Radio as we share the next generation of NFL stars here on the C2P. DJ, I'm curious, you're at Test, Kevin here, all those guys. I mean, a fantastic facility. When did you arrive there, and kind of what's the focus? I mean, are you looking to add weight, shed rate, or just kind of maximize where you are currently?
I arrived here on January 2nd. Kind of let those guys assess my body, and they're the professionals at this whole testing thing and putting guys in the league and kind of helping them out as much as they can. So I kind of let them do their assessment and give me a better overall feel of what I should be working on and things like that. So right now I'm really just trying to maintain my weight and things, so not really trying to lose too much, kind of trying to get rid of as much body fat as I can, turn that into lean mass, and then just get all my times down as low as I can. I feel like I could surprise a lot of people with my testing numbers of 40 and all that stuff, so kind of leaving it all up to these guys to teach me everything I need to know to help better myself when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah, it's a fun time. I'm sure it's probably a challenging time too. I mean, every day it's another grind. It's a different grind. And now you're practicing three cones and vertical jumps instead of just running routes, what you're accustomed to. Now, I'm curious, and I don't know if you've heard this from scouts or any background, but when I kind of look at the makeup of your game, DJ, and kind of your size, uh-huh. And I know he's a little bit bigger than you, but I think of Antonio Gibson. He played a ton of receiver at Memphis. You know, now he's the leading rusher, Washington football team. Is that anything that you've possibly heard of where you could be a ball carrier like that?
Yeah, for sure. I actually got a chance to talk to a scout of the Redskins, and he brought it up, him and the McKissick kid, I think that's his name.
Uh-huh.
So just
Jaden McKissick.
And I feel like a lot of those guys probably didn't come out of college planning more running back or more receiver, however it kind of works in the system. But like I say, I'm all for whatever I can do to kind of help a team out. If that's play running back and come out the backfield, motion out the backfield to create mismatches and things like that. I'm all for it. Like, I just try to stay as versatile as possible. So just trying to add all those things to my game to kind of help my stock rise and when I do get to a team, help us do whatever I can to help us win. So,
hey, you know, I asked that question because I mean, when I blast this thing out on social media and it hits Twitter and whatnot, I mean, I think I'm going to use the quote: "Every scholarship that you were offered, basically, they offered it to you as an athlete." So that just comes, you know, I mean, when you just get every offer from Big Ten schools, big-time schools, and they just want you as an athlete. I just kind of think that shows your versatility and your athleticism to do what you do best. Let me ask you this,
sure.
And this is your show. We want you to, you know, the scouts know you. You know, you spent 8 hours with them 2 weeks ago down in Fort Worth at the Gridiron Showcase. But in your words,
right.
I mean, when they're breaking down tape of DJ Turner, what do you think they love about you? What are those hallmark home run abilities?
For sure, toughness. I feel like that's something that I try to put an emphasis on every game, whether it's how I run the ball, how I block, the mental toughness of the game, like trying not to have any mental errors in the game and knowing all my assignments on every play. I think that's probably the biggest thing. And then explosiveness is another thing. Like, I feel like I'm very explosive at the position I play, at every aspect of the game, whether it's, in the backfield, in the slot, kick return, punt return, and then just an overall playmaker. Like, I'm sure, like, if you watch film or look at stats, you'll see, like, there's some games where I might not have contributed as much as a receiver due to targets or whatever the situation was. I feel like I made the most of making my plays on special teams. So just finding a way to help the team out no matter what the situation is, never trying to get too down on myself if I'm not getting enough catches or anything like that. I feel like that's a big thing that I could kind of bring the teams and programs. And, I mean, I would hope that scouts could see it on film. If not, I try to advocate myself as much as I can. So,
well, this one, I mean, what goes unnoticed? Is there anything that these guys need to know about? Could have been the system you ran, did it showcase stuff, team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. I mean, what do these scouts need to know that they might not see on tape?
Literally everything you just named. I'm real big in the weight room. I've probably been pound for pound the strongest player on every team at Maryland or at Pitt. I'm real deep in the film room too. Just trying to soak up as much knowledge as I can in the game. I feel like that's something you can never kind of learn too much of or know too much of. Like, no matter how much you know, there's always something else you can learn. And then I feel like just being an overall great teammate, like my presence in the locker room, I feel like it's always felt like no matter where. Like, even if you look at this last year at Pitt, for example, like me getting there so late, I feel like I kind of gravitated to that team very well, and everybody kind of – I had a great relationship with everybody, whether it was a senior or a freshman, tried to just be the best person I could off the field and on the field to those guys, trying to develop relationships with all of them. Because, like, I make some of my closest friends now were people who I just met at Pitt this last year. So I feel like that's pretty much a lot of the things I bring to the table that might not – that the scouts might not know, or if it's a team that I haven't talked to that they might not know. So that's pretty much the biggest things for me.
Fantastic. Fantastic job, DJ. DJ, we're almost out of time, and we appreciate you sharing some of yours with us today. Before we let you go, we call it three and out, a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm with it.
Okay. How about this one? You're training at Test. If you could become the trainer there, and grab one of those workout instructors and put them, who are you going to work out and what are you going to have them do?
I'm not sure if you know Vance, but I would definitely make Vance go through a day's workout. Because, I mean, you hear good stories about him from other people and himself, like about the player he was at Rutgers and all that stuff. So, like, and I mean, it's funny, too, because we actually brought it up last week, how he, like being the other receiver that's there, like, he's teaching us techniques. We kind of told him, like, you need to bring your cleats on Monday and run these routes with us, man. You ain't too old to come out here and work, too. So I definitely put him through a week's – I would definitely love to put him through a week's work of workouts and see how he feels about them.
I love it. How about this one? You spent 1 year with Coach Narduzzi at Pitt. What do you think is the one thing that really – if your guys are going to set him off, what's that one thing in practice that just puts him to a boiling point?
I would say just being undisciplined and not coming ready to work. Like, you know, especially with this last season, it's a lot more going on than just college football. So I feel like just coming too worried about all the outside noise and everything else that's going on, kind of I feel like that would kind of tick him off a little bit. Because, I mean, I feel like once you come to football practice or a game, you kind of need to do whatever you got to do to tune out all that stuff and just lock in. I know with football for me, it's kind of like an escape from everything else that's going on. I feel like other players who use it as that as well. So that'd probably be my one thing, just from knowing them from this 1 year.
Fair enough. And then the final one, drafts right around the corner. I assume it's going to be a weekend where you're with family and friends celebrating this next journey of your football life. Who's the best cook
right.
in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared for that special weekend?
I had to get that to my father. He's done most of the cooking throughout my whole 24 years on this earth for my family. So, and for that one dish I would need him to prepare, he's real big on his famous ribs. Everybody loves them. So, see if he can whip us up some for the draft week.
I love it, man. DJ, man, you were fabulous to watch. You were fabulous to kind of just meet in person down at the Gridiron Showcase. And obviously, we here at the NFL Draft Sports Illustrated, we appreciate you joining us today.
No problem, man. I appreciate this time and this opportunity, man.
Thank you, man. Well, like we always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us. Once again, that is DJ Turner, the standout Maryland Pitt receiver return specialist. You were joining us here on the show. Again, if you want more of DJ, you can go to iTunes, Apple Music, and Blog Talk Radio to listen to these shows in there and turn it. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.